Today's topic is patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, to seek help through patience and salah and prayer. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ, and indeed it is difficult except for the humbly submissive to Allah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us about seeking patience, seeking help, and the way that we are to deal with the different issues and situations that come up in our life, He says, "Bisabri wa salah," by means of patience and by means of salah. When we talk about the word sabr, we translate it in the same way that I just translated in this opening statement, by saying patience, when really sabr is about enduring and pushing through the difficulty. It doesn't mean that when the storm is storming, you just sit in the rain. It means that you push through. And that pushing through means that you are able to go through those difficulties and move through the storm and the hardship that you're experiencing by means and by the help of Allah. That you turn to your Lord and you seek his help, and then you seek his mercy and you seek his compassion. And you know that there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel, even if you don't realize or you're not sure when that ease will come. The perfect example for the one who shows us exactly what it means to exhibit patience, especially in a time of intense difficulty, is Ya'qub alayhi salam. The Ya'qub alayhi salam deals with a very intense situation where his son has now been, he doesn't know if his son is dead. Yusuf alayhi salam, he doesn't know if Yusuf alayhi salam has been kidnapped. He doesn't know exactly what has happened to Yusuf alayhi salam. And when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam come to Ya'qub and tell him that he died, Ya'qub alayhi salam doesn't believe them, but he also knows that he can't prove otherwise. So instead, he tells them that فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, that I'm going to exhibit a beautiful patience. Wallahu musta'an, and God is the helper or the assistant, and God is the one whose help is sought. And the interesting thing is that Ya'qub alayhi salam did mourn the difficulty that he was going through. He cried so much that he went blind. He made dua for Yusuf alayhi salam. He asked about Yusuf alayhi salam, and then he became even more protective with his younger child. And so this is such an interesting thing, because a lot of times when we think about patience, we think it's not to admit that life is difficult. It's not to admit that hardships come and go. Rather, patience is being able to get through that difficulty, get through that hardship, while recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who you seek help from, which is why the next part of the ayah says, "Bisabri wassalah." Now that you have examined your situation, you recognize that it's difficult, the way that you're able to exhibit and push through and actually have patience is by your salah, and that is seeking help from Allah.
Qalam is dedicated to the mission of making the knowledge of this beautiful religion of Islam accessible to everyone. From the millions of people listening to the podcast, to the hundreds of thousands of people watching these videos, to the tens of thousands of people that are taking online classes, and so much more work that Qalam is doing, we here at Qalam are committed to continuing this good work. And this is where you come in. We're asking you to partner with us, to secure your sadaqah jariyah. Of all the people that have benefited from Qalam, continue to learn from Qalam, and inshallah, in the future, we'll continue to learn and benefit from all the work that Qalam, inshallah, will continue to do. Please go to supportqalam.com and donate generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.